Janet's been in touch with a very special appeal. Her son has lost a snooker cue, but it's just not any old cue. Have a listen to this.
My son, Christopher, was down at the Snooker Legends last night and he bought a snooker cue and got it signed by all the players and he left it at Central Station.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, and he's devastated. I know compared to some of the stories you cover, it's nothing. But I phoned Central Station and it isn't there and I was wondering, could you put out an appeal?
Of course we can.
Because it's affected all that. He's been looking forward to it. I got him. He got tickets months and months ago.
Okay, I'm sure he's devastated.
Yeah, and they're all the legends. They're all signed it for him and he's lost it.
Oh, for goodness sake. How old is he?
Someone's left it.
How old is he?
He's only 21.
Oh, Janet, that's awful.
That I know it's something.
No, it's awful. No, listen. Listen, I'm thinking back to when I was 21. I used to play snooker, right? So I get it. I get it. My highest break. Tell your son my highest break's 89. Bet you I'll beat him, right? And I used to play it. And I know how brilliant a sport it is and how you get into it. And he's gone down, got this cue signed, and now it's gone. Who did he get it signed by?
There's quite a few. I think it was Dennis Taylor, Jimmy White, or your man White.
Jimmy White, aye.
Yeah, quite a few of them. I was out this morning when we sort of missed each other, but I knew that he'd got it signed because he's way off to school. He's training to be a chef. And he's way off doing a chef. And I said to my husband, you know, I ain't going to ring Stephen Nolan.
I'm glad you did.
Get it sorted.
Right. Obviously, this is a cue that was left. What night? What's it look like?
It was last night. I don't know what it looks like. That's what
right. So that's Monday night we're talking about. Left Monday night at Central Station and it's a signed cue. And we'd really appreciate it if we can get this back, right? I will get Vinny to ring you later on today.
Right.
And he'll get the details from you, okay?
Yes.
Now, don't let him come up to your house. Don't let
him come up to my house if he
no,
wants.
No, don't let him in. No, don't let him in. Don't do that. He'll start stealing your ornaments and things, so don't let him in. Do you know, Janet, what I like about you? Do you know why I've got a smile on my face? Do you know what you're doing today?
What?
You're being a mum.
Yeah. That's, you know,
that's exactly what you're doing today, and it's actually really sweet and it's really endearing.
Doesn't even know I'm ringing.
I know that. I guess that. But you're being a mum and that's what's lovely.
I've got a big knot in my stomach because he
lost got a what?
Something. A knot. You know, a knot in my stomach because I know that he's lost something that he really wanted.
Yes. No, I know. It's really sweet. It's really, really sweet, actually.
And he's 21. He was born on Christmas Day and he's a good lad.
You know you're going to embarrass him now when he hears this, don't you? does he have a mum who loves him?
Absolutely.
And do you still think he's still your big child, isn't he?
Absolutely.
It's like you're going soft in your old age.
What are you talking
about? Listen to
you,
like an idle wuss.
This woman's been a mother.
I know, but you're getting all soppy. What's wrong
lovely.
With you?
I think it's lovely, Janet. Right, Vinny.
You'd embarrass even Audrey. She'd be embarrassed.
I want
you
to ring this woman later on.
Can I say, I will not be coming up to your house, Janet.
Janet, we'll be reversing the charges, Janet, if we ring you.
Right.
£5 a minute. I get £4.99 a
minute. Janet, tell him to get lost.
If he can get his snooker cue back, that's fine.
I like her. I can talk to this woman all day and I do not know why.
Janet, can I apologise for him today? Because he's hyper, he's mad, he's not eating properly and he's had about 2 hours sleep in 3 weeks.
The guys in Central Station have agreed, but they said it's not there, so somebody else probably thought it was their lucky day and they brought it home with them.
Well, listen, if they've nicked it and they then go to play with it, there wouldn't be too many snooker cues like that signed by all those people, Jimmy White and Dennis Taylor and all that, so we'll find it. We'll identify the thief.
Not
good
a thief,
man.
Someone that has it.
Thief.
No, you want to encourage them to come forward, not call them a thief.
They're a thief.
If they want to come forward with the cue, Janet, you'll be happy just to take it and leave it at that.
Get that cue shoved up
your... Yes, absolutely.
What's wrong with you today?
Shove that cue up your...
What is wrong with you?
Nose.
What do you think, you're on Five Live? You can't talk like that.
Janet, thank you very much. I like you.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Right, thank you, bye.
See, the thing is, Janet didn't realise that that's a bad thing, that you like her.
I do like her.
Because if you like someone, then it never ends well.
Right, get out, I have things to do.
Right.
I like that woman a lot. Have I said that?